You're listening to Precinct 444, a podcast network from the National Law Enforcement Museum. Today, we're bringing you an episode from Lifeline, offering a holistic wellness approach focused on supporting American law enforcement, promoting resilience, safety, and survivability. Let's hear from Nick Brule, Senior Project Manager for Officer Safety and Wellness, who will share a sneak peek into the National Law Enforcement Traffic Safety Summit.
We just put on I think it's a one-of-a-kind event. And I've been, as I said, I've been in law enforcement for over 25 years and then came to the Memorial Fund. And in the 7 years that I've been in the Memorial Fund, I don't know of any other time when we got as many representatives from the various law enforcement groups together in the same location to discuss the same issue. So on July 28th of this year, 2022, we hosted a summit. And the reason we did this is because in traffic crashes and in the data that I do, I pull for NHTSA and put together in the reports I write, it's clear that there are things here that are preventable. And as many of our speakers quoted, if it is predictable, it is preventable. Meaning, if you know this is what happens all the time and you're not taking steps to prevent it or to mitigate it or to at least warn your employees about it, you're actually being negligent in how you're addressing safety in your organization. And so this summit, it was a full-day summit. It was kicked off by messages from Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, as well as an in-person keynote that was given by Congresswoman Val Demings from Florida's 10th Congressional District. She used to be the chief of Orlando Police Department. So she understood full well what the dangers were, having been an executive in a major law enforcement agency in the United States and also been a person who supervised their special operations divisions. So I think she really understood a lot of the issues, and she spoke quite directly about those issues. And that led us into a presentation on the data and research that I do. And it's not good news because it's all the fatality data. But the numbers are startling. And that was the whole point behind me starting this whole thing for the summit. And then having a series of other professional presenters who all work in safety to talk about the issues involved in struck by crashes, single vehicle crashes where officers are expediting to a call for service or not expediting, but simply on patrol and getting into crashes, to talk about seatbelt use, to talk about the training that is out there to get officers to avoid being complacent, to wear their seatbelts, to wear their body armor. So we heard from members of the Emergency Responder Safety Institute. We heard from an instructor from Below 100, which is a program that is designed to help officers understand the dangers, particularly around vehicles, and to get them to avoid being complacent and distracted and to take safety seriously. We then heard from a panel of experts, one from IACP, one from the National Sheriff's Association, and one from the National Law Enforcement Roadway Safety Program. And it was moderated by Tim Burrows, who is the law enforcement liaison leader for the Governor's Highway Safety Association. And then that was followed by a lecture from Gordon Graham. If you don't know who Gordon Graham is, he's been in law enforcement since 1973. He is a risk management expert. He does risk management for organizations beyond police, the airlines, the railroad industry, firefighting industry. I mean, he does it all because he understands how organizations should prepare themselves to manage risk. And of course, I'm sure it's no shock to anybody that most organizations do that terribly. They don't do that well at all. So Graham's lecture was very informative. And then we also heard from the CDC. The Centers for Disease Control has an organization called the National Institute for Safety and Occupational Health, NIOSH. And their investigators investigate police crashes as well as fire department crashes, and they come back with recommendations. So we heard from NIOSH about their investigations and what they do. And it made for a very, I wouldn't say long day, but I mean, we were all drinking from the fire hose with all the information that was being given to us. And we're going to release a report on this pretty soon here. Hopefully you will be able to find that on our website, certainly in September. So if you're listening to this now in September, certainly before the end of the month of September, you'll see that report. And I would recommend everyone just take a look at it because it's got some very strong recommendations. And then the last thing I'll mention about the summit, I think it was a real success. We sent out some evaluations and the feedback, and I think Troy will agree with this, the feedback we got was pretty good. I mean, I don't think we got any negative feedback about it. It was all very positive. And we're hoping to build momentum off of the summit so that we can truly create a culture of safety within law enforcement.
Thanks to Nick Brule for offering today's program, and thanks as always to Christopher Mitchell, our Manager of Digital Content and Strategy, for producing today's episode. And many thanks to you for listening to this episode of Lifeline, a Precinct 444 podcast from the National Law Enforcement Museum. If you enjoyed this Lifeline sneak peek into the National Law Enforcement Traffic Safety Summit, be sure to stay tuned for future episodes of Lifeline, where we'll dive deeply into the summit to hear from some of the speakers and continue some of those important conversations. We hope you'll join us again. Please subscribe to Precinct 444 on your favorite podcasting platform to stay connected and to receive our latest content as soon as it drops. And we would love to hear from you. Send in your questions, comments, and feedback to precinct444@nleomf.org. You can help us make our content even better. The National Law Enforcement Museum is located at 444 East Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., and is dedicated to telling the story of American law enforcement. We expand and enrich the relationship between law enforcement and the community through educational journeys, immersive exhibitions, and insightful programs. Find us online at lawenforcementmuseum.org. Until next time, stay safe. We'll see you at the precinct.